Brutality and horror are driving people to the gospel. Hand in hand is how one ministry hopes to grow, and we'll mark the Chinese New Year on Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. ISIS burned 45 people to death in Iraq just days after butchering 21 Christians in Libya. Not to be outdone, the Taliban attacked police headquarters in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Nehemiah, Forgotten Missionaries International's director in Pakistan, says rather than rallying Muslims to their cause, it's having the opposite effect.
They are giving reasons why we are beheading Christians all over the world, and they quoted few verses from Quran. Why we are killing children.
Bruce Allen is the U.S. connection for FMI. He says horror over the violence is causing people to question Islam.
It's not just that they're questioning it personally, privately, in their own heart or perhaps in their own family. This is the discussion out on the street.
Nehemiah has 1,000 gospels in Pashto and Urdu, but that'll last about 2 months because people want to know more about Christ. Pray wisdom and courage. Allen's last thought.
The wicked things that men intend, God even uses those things. His power is stronger. His love is greater than those things. And he's using these tragic events to draw people to himself.
Next, Aletheia News reports Islamic State may be getting closer to a Christian refugee area in Iraq. ISIS fighters launched a major assault near Erbil, the Kurdish capital. More than 120,000 Iraqi Christian refugees left their homes with just the clothes on their backs. They're living in caravans, wintering where they can find space. ISIS is making almost daily attempts to infiltrate through Kurdish lines. Pray for Christian refugees in Iraq. Pray their faith would be strengthened and that they would be protected. This is Mission Network News. The ceasefire in Ukraine didn't stop Russian separatists from taking Debaltseve, a key railway hub. Ukrainian troops were forced out following intense fighting and significant casualties. President of Mission Eurasia, Sergei Rakuba, says the country's demeanor isn't good.
There are lots of discouragement, lots of disillusion in the community and society there. People believe that that ceasefire may be the turning point, and so that peace can get restored.
Rakuba says some churches they support are now behind enemy lines.
Teams are trying to reach to those areas. People are trapped and have destroyed villages, and they're driving their vans loaded with humanitarian assistance.
While many Christians escaped, Rakuba says at least one pastor stayed.
But he says our congregation grew 2-3 times now. We don't have enough room in our small church. They're looking for the source of hope. The church is reaching out to people on both sides with the gospel.
Meanwhile, a new international director is leading Every Child Ministries. With years of mission experience under his belt, Mark Luckey has learned a very important thing.
To come in and partner with people, to work with them side by side, hand in hand, to help meet their needs along the way, to me is just the greatest way to present the gospel, because once you do that and you have that relationship, then there's a tremendous openness to hearing about the good news of Jesus.
He's using this concept to lead ECM in effective ministry.
Our primary goal is to partner with nationals to do projects to help children. I will continue to take what I've learned and to take what the Rousters have already developed and find ways that we can effectively partner with the nationals in these countries.
Will you ask God to lead ECM through this transition and beyond? And Happy New Year! Today is the Chinese New Year. This holiday is as important to Chinese as Christmas is to Americans. Chinese people living away from their homeland often find it to be a lonely time, but you can make them feel right at home and loved. The International Mission Board's encouraging you to build relationship bridges, make friends, and share the gospel. It's a new year with a new start. Get the how-tos at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that will inspire you and your family. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.